Jenny Walker and the All-Stars. Shotgun. We'll be back in a moment with more Tamla Motown music.
Overton Service Station, 1 mile out of Ludlow over Ludford Bridge. Open till 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday and 6 p.m. on Sunday. Overton Service Station for repairs and servicing to all makes of cars and light commercials, with free collection and delivery to your home. Accident work is undertaken with free estimates, and there's a 24-hour recovery service. At Overton Service Station, spares and accessories are at cash and carry prices. For example, car batteries for Minis, Marina, 1.3 Escort, Beaver and Allegro, £13.95 including VAT. There's DERV, petrol and paraffin, Skoda sales, service and repair, and used car sales, all at Overton Service Station. Telephone Ludlow 2584.
Now, at Capital Carpets Ludlow, 10%, yes, 10% off normal prices on all beds in stock. Upstairs in the bedding department at Capital Carpets, 10% off normal prices of all beds in stock. From now until February the 28th. Capital Carpets for the stylistic by Dunlopillow, complete with sheets, duvet, pillows, pillowcases, balance and headboard. The king-size stylistic in a choice of colours. Sealy Posturepedic beds, single, double and bunk beds. Capital Carpets for velvet curtains and blinds. Worsted Wilton carpets and a wide range of Indian rugs, Dandicord mats and Sun Lover custom-made curtains. Capital Carpets for quality carpets. Free estimates, free fitting, in-home selection service. Credit terms with written quotes, distance no object. Contact Richard or Bernard at Capital Carpets 16 The Bull Ring Ludlow and get perfect harmony into your home. Capital Carpets on Ludlow 3891.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, for Johnson Seed, Seed Potatoes, AGL Greenhouses, Wolf Garden Tools, Bosch Power Tools, Dragon, Febo and Amiga Dog Foods, recommended by Jim. Berger and Beaver Paints, and for the chilly days, pre-packed Cozy Coal. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, phone Craven Arms 2761.
Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, Cyril Basin.
299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
And the Vandellas. Jimmy Mac. Try my best to squeeze in a couple more tracks before the news at 3 o'clock. Here's the Temptations. For Janet Powell, wherever you may be this afternoon.
I've got the money.
sound of the Temptations. My girl. Which leaves us just about time for one more to take us up to the news. Hope you've enjoyed the last hour of Motown Classics. Maybe we can do it again some afternoon. You never know. Taking us up to news at 3, the Supremes. And Diana Ross, of course, with The Happening. We'll be happening a bit more after the news. Look at me, I can see the green. The Supremes and The Happening. That's for Shan, Sue and Steve at Seven Valley Railway. Hope you're having a nice afternoon. And we just squeezed in a call there from Jane Martin at Hopton Wafers. Hope you've enjoyed the sound of Tamla Motown music. We'll be back with some more music, not necessarily Tamla Motown, after we hear from the news and what's happening around the world with the time now approaching 3 o'clock.
Kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Social Democrat leader Dr. David Owens adding his voice to a fresh political row that's erupted over the Clive Ponting affair, claiming there's a vendetta against the civil servant. Speaking at the SDP's annual Scottish conference in Perth, Dr. Owen accused the government of trying to discredit Mr. Ponting, who's under investigation again by the Ministry of Defence over a letter sent to Labour's Tam Dl. Dr. Owen says he's got some good advice for the MOD.
Drop your ridiculous vendetta against Mr. Ponting, accept the verdict of the jury, and for Mr. Ponting and the civil service to get round the table and agree terms on which he ceases to be a civil servant. It's quite clear that there now does not exist the necessary trust between ministers and civil servants in the case of Mr. Ponting, and that that must be settled. And that indeed is one of the consequences which Mr. Ponting has always accepted of having made his decision that it was in the national interest to reveal information that was being deliberately withheld from Parliament.
Three people are believed to have drowned after falling through ice at a Derbyshire beauty spot. This report from Gary Moran.
The three were at the old gravel pits in the village of Etwall near Derby when the accident happened. Police and fire crews are at the scene at the moment. Two bodies are understood to have been recovered, but it's thought a third is still lost somewhere under the ice. Police say those involved are adults and not children. An investigation is now underway. Gary Moran, IRN, Derbyshire.
And the icy weather conditions have claimed another victim after a bus slid out of control on a road in Herefordshire. The bus ended up on its side and one man was killed. Leaders of the miners' union are today meeting the industrial peacemakers at ACAS in the latest bid to end the pit strike. Arthur Scargill and the full executive of the NUM are pressing for a public inquiry into the 11-month dispute. Officials from the pit deputies' union, NACODS, are also expected at today's talks. The move follows the failure of the TUC initiative to get the miners and the coal board talking again. Before going into today's meeting, Mr. Scargill challenged the board to argue its case in front of a public inquiry. But board spokesman Michael Eaton is rejecting that move.
Mr. Scargill has, by his public utterances, sought to remove the right of the National Coal Board to manage. That we shall never agree to. And until there is a clear understanding of that by the NUM, real negotiations can't take place.
Solidarity leader Lech Wałęsa has challenged Poland's leadership, saying the government lacked the courage to arrest him for organising a 15-minute strike protesting against rises in food prices. The challenge in court in Gdańsk in northern Poland came in the face of a warning from the state prosecutor to stop his political activities or face a jail sentence. Wałęsa said he would keep working towards the symbolic strike due to take place at the end of the month. Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
And welcome back into the program. Here's Kirsty McCall. We'll be taking a look at the weather updates after this. Kirsty McCall and New England. What's the weather for tonight and today? Well, dry with sunny periods. I'm glad about that. Today followed by a clear night. Continuing very cold with severe frost. Winds light and northeasterly, reducing the chill factor. Though temperatures today, a maximum of 2 degrees centigrade this afternoon, dropping overnight to a minimum of minus 10. Here's Mick Jagger. Just another night.
Give me just another night.
grandson of Mick Jagger. Just Another Night. Well, Mick Jagger does it again, doesn't he? Brings out some good records. 11 minutes after 3 here on Sunshine Radio. It's just become an FM station again. Slight problem with the medium wave. So if you've just lost us there and tuned over to FM, may as well stay where you are. It's probably better at this time of night anyway. Try and restore the medium wave as soon as we can. Slight problem. I think the icicles must have got to it. We had a call from my old mate Blue a short while back. Hope you enjoyed the soup, mate. Blue Rickford, he was down there on Thursday nights at the Lloyd George Club in Leominster, where we had a fundraising Valentine's dance night for Westwood Walk Special School, where we all had a great time. Texan came along, and Steve Patterson, Hobo, and boy, what a night it was. Even had a hangover in the morning, most unusual for me. I enjoyed it thoroughly, so I think did most people that went that night. Thanks to everybody who came along and all the guys who gave their services for free. What a rock and roller, eh? I don't know. Young at heart. Here's the Bluebells. Young at heart. Bluebell. So young at heart. The latest score in the France-Scotland Rugby Union match in the Five Nations Championship, by the way. We kind of forgot the sport a bit. Things got hectic in the Motown part of the programme. Anyway, the latest score there, France 11, Scotland 3 points. Scorers, well, for France, 2 tries for Blanco and a penalty for Le Scarborough. And for Scotland, 1 penalty for Dodds. That was way back early on in the match, in fact. I think, if I remember rightly, the first score of the match came from Dodds with that penalty followed by a try from Blanco. But now it's 11 points to France, 3 points to Scotland.
Sunshine, beaming down on Hereford. Shademaster of Bridge Street, Hereford are the interior furnishers and gift shop where you'll find all sorts of things. They have everything from colour-coordinated cutlery and glassware to light shades, curtains, quilt covers, pillowcases. And now, energy-saving blinds with 15% off normal price. There's thermal linings with 10% off normal price. You'll be amazed at what they've got at Shademaster, and they're not expensive either. For that unusual gift or complete home furnishing, call into Shademaster, Bridge Street, Hereford. Telephone Hereford 59762.
JK Pet Shop, Bridge Street, Hereford. JK Pet Shop has a large stock of birds, from canaries to parrots. And there's small animals like hamsters, rabbits, and even cold water fish. JK Pet Shop for a selection of tanks, cages, and all accessories, along with a complete range of pet foods, suiting all animals and your pocket. JK Pet Shop with an established clipping parlor backed by 30 years' experience. For free advice, contact Ken or Veronica on Hereford 268 133. Hereford 268 133. Or call in to JK Pet Shop, Bridge Street, Hereford. When it's time for a new kitchen, think Kitchens Plus. Kitchens Plus are at 152 Ine Street, Hereford. Kitchens Plus design and install kitchens fitted by their own craftsmen. Kitchens to your specifications. Kitchens Plus, offering a free planning service. There's a varied range of designs to suit all tastes in the Kitchens Plus showroom. Now, call in, take a look. Kitchens Plus, 152 Ine Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 274 201. Hereford 274 201. Kitchens Plus, for that dream kitchen at a price you can afford. Hereford's Specialist Bedding Centre, the Sleep Centre, Bridge Street. The largest selection of beds and stack furniture. Beds by Staples, Vispring, Dunlopillow, Rest Assured and Airsprung. Headboards, pillows and Club 8 bedroom furniture for tots to teens. Access Barclaycard and American Express accepted, with free delivery in the Sunshine area. Wake up to the choice and value at Hereford's Specialist Bedding Centre, the Sleep Centre, in the Old Methodist Church, 10 Bridge Street, Hereford. Talk to John Davis on Hereford 53062. 53062.
Telephones from Teletech. Teletech in Berrington Street, Hereford have the famous Uniden cordless phone at only £159.95, and it's the approved model. Teletech have other phones too, starting from only £8.50, and there's a range of telephone answering machines for all uses. At Teletech, there's cordless phones from £69.95, plus a full range of British Telecom plugs, sockets and cable for the DIY man. Find out how much more your phone can mean to you by dialing Jeff or John on Hereford 270906. Teletech, Berrington Street, Hereford, 270906.
Bob Gallier, he's your man. Bob Gallier, your appointed dealer for Kawasaki motorcycles and Mongoose BMX cycles. He's always got big stocks. And arriving soon at Bob Gallier's, the new exciting GBZ600R. Bob Gallier welcomes part exchanges, and there's credit facilities with written quotes on request. Bob Gallier, he's your man, at Berrington Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 268 813, or in the evenings, Hereford 584 68. Bob Gallier, open Monday to Saturday, except Thursdays.
Sunshine Radio!
That's the latest one from Daryl Hall and John Oates, Method of Modern Love. I must say hello to Davina Sharon at 33, Cheecham Close in Leominster. Hello to you. Fortunately, I haven't got the record that was asked for to be played this afternoon. Couldn't find it anywhere. Have that one instead, huh? 23 minutes after 3 o'clock. Catching up with Ludlow Boxing Club report over about the last 8 or 9 days or so. Let's see what they've been up to then. Well, Ludlow amateur boxing middleweight Stuart Richards scored an impressive first round knockout win against D. Shuck of Kidderminster on the Droitwich Amateur Boxing Club open show held at Bromsgrove Labour Club. A devastating body punching combined with skillful boxing ensured a quick return to the dressing room for the Ludlow boxer. Shuck succumbed to this devastating performance after 1.5 minutes of the first round, putting up a game but brief performance. Lightweight John Higgins convincingly defeated S. Francis of Vikings of Worcester on the same bill with a unanimous points victory. Higgins gave a very impressive performance against a very worthy opponent who had considerable weight, height and reach advantage. Graham Britton, the undefeated Ludlow heavyweight, though, was not so fortunate against N. Sindre of Lydney Amateur Boxing Club, losing on a knockout halfway through round one. Prior to his dismissal, Britton had shaken his opponent with some powerful right hands, only to be caught by an uppercut. No doubt a return contest between these two big hitters is eagerly awaited. Ludlow lightweight Dave Price was unfortunate to lose his bout when the referee stopped the contest in Randall on the Kinver Amateur Boxing Club show a week Friday, that's 8 days ago, and Dave sustained a badly cut eye on that. Ludlow boxers appeared in the Hereford ABC Open Show held at the Leominster Social Club, the first amateur boxing tournament held at Leominster for some 20-odd years. A capacity crowd were seated to some fine boxing, and Andrew Davies, the Ludlow middleweight, met another seasoned performer in Medukovic of Worcester City in what proved to be the fight of the night. It was another brilliant show by Andrew, who, as usual, gave everything, only to lose a majority points decision. Since this show, Medukovic has won the Birmingham and District middleweight crown against fierce opposition. Congratulations, by the way, are in order for Jim Kay, the former Ludlow Rugby Club player who joined Ludlow Amateur Boxing Club in the middle of last season with a view to becoming Ludlow Amateur Boxing Club coach. With the departure of coach Bill Hill, Ludlow ABC was struggling, but thanks to the efforts of all concerned, the club has now become a fair outfit in the Birmingham division. This is highlighted by the number of requests received from other clubs who now want Ludlow Amateur Boxing Club boxers on their shows. And Jim recently sat the ABA assistant coach exams, passed with flying colours. Good luck for the future, Jim. And our thanks to John Morris, secretary of the Ludlow Amateur Boxing Club, for sending in that report. Here's another one from Dave Edmonds. What have I got to do to win?
Enough. I can't go on. Seems like everything I do is wrong. Here comes a man with a letter for me. I'll give you 3 guesses what the answer will be. She say I can't come out tonight, but if you call me next week I might. 'Cause I've been busy here and there and I gotta wash my hair tonight. Am I right? Don't read it out, 'cause anyhow I know her letters off by heart. Just tell me no. Instead of stringing me along, I can't stand it no more. Because what have I gotta do to win? I'd like to have her, but I just give in. If there's something I haven't done that's apparent to everyone but me, I can't see. I got the rules of the game. Now, but what have I got to do?
how to behave with women and stuff like that. It's too advanced for me if she don't like what she sees. How will she ever know that she might like what's underneath? I tell you, how can I get her to go with me? When she just won't take me seriously. I'm just the guy on the phone again, wanting to know just when she'll say yeah.
That's Dave Edmonds. What have I got to do to win? Well, in the soccer scores, what have we for you? In the FA Cup, fifth round, Everton 0, Telford 0. Still waiting on a score there. Also, no score yet in the York-Liverpool match. In Cannon League, let's see, Chelsea 1, Newcastle 0. Wood scoring there for Chelsea. Huddersfield 1, Crystal Palace 0. And is no score yet between Oldham and Cardiff. Here's the Beatles, taking you back to 1969. The Beatles, 1969, Get Back. More Beatles coming later on. I'll let you know now, so stick around if you like the late 60s Beatles. More of that coming up. How you doing anyway this Saturday afternoon? Hope you're feeling fit and well and raring to go. We got a lot of good music. Bit of sport as well. The current score in the rugby union from France is France 11 points, Scotland 3 points. And actually, I think that match is just about finishing. by the look of it. Started at 2 o'clock, it's now 3:30, that's an hour. Yeah, it's about right, isn't it? Okay, France have wiped them out then. Scotland's fears were upheld, all right. 11 points, that looks, yes, that's the final score there now. 11 points Scotland, 3 points to, no, 11 points France, 3 points Scotland. Getting backwards today. I don't know what they're putting in the coffee around here. It's good though, isn't it? 11 points France, 3 points Scotland in the rugby union. Okay. Okay, what time is it? 27 minutes before 4 o'clock, Sunshine Radio. I'm Roger Matthews. I'm taking you through until 5 o'clock. Paul's results at 5, well, 4:45. It's going to be another panel day, so it's going to be total chaos during that, all these point businesses. But that's what's going to be happening there. We'll be having a look at what did happen in that rugby union match a little bit later on, by the way, and tell you who did what to whom.
DIY centres. Try D-Oil. D-Oil of Worcester. Phone Worcester 355-000. D-Oil of Worcester for oils and greases, including chain oils, creosote, wood preservers and diesel dewaxers. D-Oil, try their super spring offers. Phone Worcester 355-000. D-Oil of Worcester, established since 1869. D-Oil, the people for oils, greases, chain oils, creosote, wood preserver and diesel dewaxers. D-Oil, phone Worcester 355-000 for good prices and delivery. Worcester 355-000.
Hire Equipment. Sheet Road Industrial Estate Ludlow offer for hire a wide range of tools and equipment. They hire to the building trade, agriculture, industry and householders. Their equipment is of top quality professional standard and is always serviced before delivery. Hire Equipment, Sheet Road Industrial Estate Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 3679. Whether you're a contractor on site or a homeowner working on the house or garden, Hire Equipment will supply you with the right tools for the job. For a free brochure, call at Hire Equipment, Unit 11, Sheet Road Industrial Estate, Ludlow. Or telephone Roger Jones on Ludlow 3679. Hire Equipment for higher tools at lower costs.
See GT Insurance Services for all your insurance requirements. GT Insurance Services for instant computerized motor insurance quotes. Pension plans tailored to suit you. They can even arrange your mortgage. Contact Nick Gordon or Bob Turner now at GT Insurance Services, 1 Mill Street, Lowtown, Bridge North. Phone Bridge North 66763. GT Insurance Services. Ensure you deal with the experts.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. Now.
For peace of mind and assured service, you can't beat buying a car off a local reputable dealer. And locally, West End Garage at Clibbury Mortimer has a reputation second to none. Let Bert Haywood value your car and make you an offer against a new Ford car. There's no quibbling at West End Garage. You talk to the boss. They also do MOTs, sell petrol, and look after all your motoring needs competitively. West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer. Phone Bert Haywood on Clibbury Mortimer. 270-384.
We make points so affordable. 103.5 VHF, Sunshine, your neighborhood station.